Kislev, 16th of November, Rabbi Yisrael Faust, Maisa Kesofim, who is giving to who?
Good morning to you all. In the parsha of Kriyashma, we say twice a day, "V'hafta es Hashem elakecho v'chol levo v'chol v'chol nafshecho v'chol moedecho." As an interesting Sifri, the Sifri says that these three middos with which we have to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam, v'chol levo v'chol, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol moedecho, are keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says the Sifri, "V'chol levo v'chol is Avraham." Where do we see in Avraham the yichud of the Chol Levovcho? It's a pasuk which we say every day by davening. Umotzosi es levovoi neemon lefonecho. Avraham Avinu's lev was neemon, was completely loyal to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that's the Chol Levovcho of Avraham Avinu. Chol Nafshecho is quite simple, the Sifri says. Chol Nafshecho shows the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, of willing to give away your nefesh for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the middah of Yitzchak. The middah of Yitzchak, she'okat atzmoy al gav ha-mizbeach, akedas Yitzchak, those are b'chol nafshecho. B'chol moedecho is Yaakov Avinu. B'chol moedecho, as we know, the Mishnah in Brochas has two meanings. The Mishnah in Brochas says that b'chol moedecho, one meaning is that the person has to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with all his material wealth. He has to be willing to give away all his material wealth to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The mevata al kol memoinoi, mo'id is a notion of momoi. That's one pshat in b'chol mo'idecho. The other pshat in b'chol mo'idecho is miloshen midah. Miloshen mo'idah. B'chol midah shehu mo'idet lecho, tehei mo'ideloi. A person is obligated to constantly, in every matzav, the Mishnah brings it on Keshem Shemavochin al Hatoivo, Kach Mavochin al Aro, in every situation that a person finds himself, he is obligated to thank and to give Hoidor and Shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's the middah of Bechol Moedecho, that the person has to be moided to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Those are the two pshotim. I would like to point out, soon we'll get to see how either of these two pshotim or how both of these two pshotim fit in with the middah of Yaakov Avinu. But first I'd like to say the second pshat, or the first pshat that we mentioned, I think in the Mishnah, maybe the second pshat, that b'chol moedecho means with all his material wealth, is interesting. Interestingly enough, the connection to Yaakov Avinu is quite clear. Because Rashi, in the Parshas Vayis Hanan, brings down another drosha from Sifri, and Sifri asks a question. If a person has already given away his nefesh, what's the chiddush afterwards that he's prepared to give away his momen? Hare, a person generally would give away his momen, his material wealth, as they say, money or your life. Most people would part with their money without their life. So if the Torah has already told us that the person is obligated to give away b'chol nafshecho, then what chiddush is there in the b'chol moedecho afterwards? Zog the Sifri on this. Yesh l'cho odom, there is such a concept of a person, shememoidoi choviv olav yoyse migufoi. He's more attached to his momen, more than his guf. And therefore, even after b'chol nafshecho, it makes sense to still afterwards tell us the chiddush of b'chol moedecho. Because there are people who the b'chol nafshecho is at a lower level than the b'chol moedecho. The Gemara in Chulin says this on Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara in Chulin discusses that Yaakov Avinu went out, went over the river for Pachim Ktanim, and endangered his life to take the Pachim Ktanim. And on that the Gemara says, Sadikim melmoinom choviv aleim yoisa migufam. That's a very, very difficult concept to understand what it means. There's a lot of beforshim who try and explain it. But the bottom line is, as I state in the Gemara, that tzaddikim memoinam choviv aleim yoisa migufam, and therefore Yaakov Avinu was willing to endanger his life for the pachim tanim. Obviously, the pachim tanim of Yaakov Avinu means something else than our material wealth. But al kol ponim, we find that in the Gemara mentioned, who is this yesha memoinu choviv olav yoisa migufay? It's Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu is the proverbial tzaddik, because of them state tzaddikim memoinam choviv aleim yoisa migufam. And therefore that fits in very well with what the Sifri says, that the B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Navshcha, B'chol Moedecha is Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, because the Sifri himself in another place explained that the whole Chiddush of the B'chol Moedecha after the B'chol Navshcha is only because of Memoinam Chorev Aleim Yosem Migufam. We know that Memoinam Chorev Aleim Yosem Migufam is brought down on Yaakov Avinu. He is the Tzaddik and the Yesh of Memoinam Chorev Aleim Yosem Migufam, and therefore it makes sense. It fits in very nicely with the other drasha of Sifri that b'chol avocha, b'chol b'chol maidecha is connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Now we'll get down to be'etzem what midah, where we see in Yaakov Avinu himself the midah of b'chol maidecha. Look, the Sifri that the drasha is from a pasuk in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, we see that Yaakov Avinu came along and said, "Ki b'makli ovarti es ayadim hazeh." I'm sorry, it's not this week's parsha. That's in next week's parsha. Ki b'makli Ovarti esayadein hazeh ve'ato hoyisi l'shtei machares. Yaakov Avinu got up, very clearly said, nothing is, not everything that I have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for. I came with nothing, and all that I have is a toiva and a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the moida, that moida that we see, the koyach of Aydor to Rabbeinu Shalom, we find particularly so in Yaakov Avinu, who said, nothing is mine, it's all a toiva and a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore, Zog Tesefri, the B'chol Moedecha is keneged Yaakov, the B'chol Midr Sheyesh Lecha Sha'at Tei Moedah Lo, a person has to constantly thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, we find the Yaakov Avinu, he is the big thanker to the Rabbeinu Shalom, as we find in next week's Pasha, Ki B'makli Avarti, Ichob Gornish, Ba'ato Ayis L'Shtei Machas. Well, the Sefri has explained very nicely where we see in Yaakov Avinu the B'chol Moedecha according to one pshat in the Mishnah in Brochus. The pshat of B'chol Moedecha means that the person has to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. But where do we see the middah of Yaakov Avinu in the word B'chol Moedecha according to the second pshat of the Mishnah in Brochus, that B'chol Moedecha means that the person has to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom with all his material wealth? That the Sifri doesn't explain. If you look in the Balaturim, in Parshas Vayeshalom, the Balaturim comes along and says the same thing. And he focuses upon the second shot of the Mishnah in Brochas, that B'chol Moedecha means with all his material wealth, and bases himself upon a posuk in this week's Parsha. He says B'chol Levavcha the same thing as the Sifri, Motzos Yis Levavei Nevan Lefanecha, Chol Navshecha is Keneged Yitzchok, who was Moisa Nevan to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and B'chol Moedecha, he said, as we find by Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu came along and he said, in this week's Pasha, when he was running away from Esau on the way to Lavan, Yaakov Avinu said, V'chol Asher Titen Li, everything that you give me, I promise you, asei aasenu loch, I will give maisa to you. And therefore, the Balaturim, we find that Yaakov Avinu was willing to serve the Rabbeinu Shloilam with b'chol mo'idecho, with all his material wealth, since he so clearly said, I'm willing to give asei aasenu loch. And I want to pose a question. Asei aasenu loch, at the poshut havona of the posuk, is 10%, leaving 90% in a person's own pocket. If we go a little bit further, we delve a little bit deeper, and we learn the Gemara in Ksubas brings down Tamavazvas, Alivazvas, Yosem Echoimesh. A person is not even allowed to, unless he's an extremely wealthy person, is not even allowed to give more than a Choimesh of his Nechosov. But till a Choimesh a person can give, and it's even wrong that the person should give, but he shouldn't exceed the Choimesh. How did the Gemara learn it out? The Gemara learns it out, asei aasernu, which is a double maisa. One maisa and another maisa. We all went to school and we know 2/10 is 1/5. So therefore, asei aasernu loch comes to a choymesh. From there we see that a person may give a choymesh, but he shouldn't exceed a choymesh. Leaving from the 100 that a person may have, if he gives 20, which is a fifth, leaving still 80 in his own pocket. How can the Balaturim say that Yaakov Avinu served the Rabbeinu Shalom with all his material wealth because he said, Asei Asrenu Loch? At the most extreme understanding of this pasuk, it means he's willing and wanted and was planning to give away Choymesh Menachosov, still leaving the bulk of his Nechosim in his own pocket. So where can we see? How can we understand? How can we explain Yaakov Avinu is having served the Rabbeinu Shalom with Bechol Moedecho because of his willingness to come along and give Maisek Sofim and maybe even Chomish Menachos? What we see from here, and I want to explain it, is that the person who gives properly tzedakah the way he's supposed to give, Maisa, and even Chomish, is not only doing something in the 10 or 20% that he's giving away. Something is happening with all his material wealth when he's willing to come along and separate 20% or 10% at the lowest level and give it away to the Rabbeinu Shalom's people, Aniyim, Almona, the Ger, the Yosom, Achzokas Satoya. That shows something not about just about the part that he's giving away, that shows something about even the part that's left, and I'd like to explain it. We all know what's ours, we don't feel that anyone can tell us what to do with what's ours. It's mine, and I will decide what I'd like to do with my money. With your money, you can decide what you want to do, and with my money, I will decide what I want to do. Nobody feels that anyone else has a right to dictate to him and to force him and to tell him what to do with his own money. Because I work for it, I earned it, why should somebody else tell me what to do with what's mine? But the minute that a person shows that he's willing to be dictated by another person or by another koyach what to do with what's his, that shows something about all his money. That shows a recognition that the person has that what's mine doesn't belong to me. It may belong to me literally, but it was given to me, and the one who gave it to me has the right and the ability to dictate to me what to do. So he says to me, this give away, this I allow you to keep, but that shows that all of it is not really mine, and all of it was given to me by the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person comes along, and after he earns his money honestly and hardly, and he shows, and he's muchen, that the Rabbeinu Shalom's tzivui of asei asrenu loch should be neskayim, and he's willing to come along and give away, because the Rabbeinu Shalom told him to give away, that shows a recognition and a realization, not just about what he's given away. That shows a recognition that it all was given to me by Rabbeinu Shalom. With that, he's making a very powerful statement, which says, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all yours. You can tell me what to do with it. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu, who was the first one who shteld avek this middah of asei asrenu loch, shteld avek, put down a way of serving the Rabbeinu Shalom, not just with 10 or 20% of his money, but with b'chol mo'idecho. He came along and very clearly said, it's all not mine, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom can tell me what to do with it. And that's the b'chol mo'idecho, when the person realizes that all that I have is given to me by the Rabbeinu Shalom. We like to think that the first one who brought the idea of communism in this world was Lenin, Shem Rishoy Mirkov,
Marx,
Karl Marx. That was basically quite a recent idea. There's an interesting medrash. The first one who proposed the idea of communism lived many, many thousands of years ago.
Wasn't Lishmo.
No. Yeah. But it was before him somebody who had the idea, and for him it was Lishmo. None less than David HaMelech, state in Medrash, came to the Rabbeinu Shalom and said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yeyashe drachecho, your ways should be yosho, should be equal. Yehei kulam aniyim, oy kulam ashir. You want to make them all wealthy? Make them all wealthy. You want to make them all poor? Make them all poor. Why should some be rich and some be poor? A true, full-blooded communist, HaDovid HaMelech, gezog to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yeyashet Rechecho. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave him a very interesting answer, which is a posuk in Tehillim. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I hear what you're saying, but if I'll go your path, Chesed ve'emes man yinzeru. Who will be doing Chesed and Emes? How will the world exist? The world has to exist with Chesed. Oynam Chesed yibone. Who will be doing Chesed ve'emes? I saw an interesting question. Chesed makes a lot of sense. chesed, man yitzeru, if they're all the same and nobody's giving tzedakah to the other person, who will be doing chesed? But how does emes come into this conversation? What's it got to do with emes? Rabbi Yisrael didn't just say to him, chesed, man yitzeru. Rabbi Yisrael said to him, chesed, the emes, man yitzeru. As Shamati from the Talmud Chochem, Reb Sholem Gelbe, in Eretz Yisrael, he said a very beautiful pshat. He said, David HaMelech said to Rabbi Yisrael, the right thing is, we should all be equal. Rabbi Yisrael didn't say to him, I'm very sorry, you're wrong, it's a bad idea, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Rabbi Yisrael said to him, you're right in principle, but it cannot be that way, because the world can't exist without chesed. Olam chesed yiboneh, without chesed, the world has no way of existing. So what does Rabbi Yisrael say he'll do? I will take some of the material wealth, which be'etzem is shayach to the anir, and I will give it to the ashir, so they can then give it to the aniyim and do chesed, and that way the world can exist. In such an instance, when the rich man is giving the only money, is he giving the only money which really belongs to himself? Or is he giving the only money which really and genuinely should have been the only's money? Just if it would have been the only's money, the world wouldn't be able to exist. So Rabbi Yisrael says, I must take it away from him, give it to you, that you should give it back to him, so that the world will have a kiyum. It's quite clear that upon David HaMelech's taina, which Rabbi Yisrael in principle accepted, and just practically couldn't let the world exist in such a manner, that the real, when a person gives tzedakah, he's giving to the oni something which rightfully belongs to him. And therefore, he's really giving him his money. Chesed ve'emes man yitzeru. When a person does chesed with another person, a person is not giving him what is his, and out of the goodness of his heart, he's giving away. He's giving him what really and genuinely does belong to him. And therefore, it's a kiyum not just of chesed, it's a kiyum of emes. It sets the balance sheet right. It puts what was supposed to be there, puts it over there. That's not just chesed. Every time when a person does a pa'ula of chesed, he's doing a pa'ula as well of emes, of justice, of what is right. It's not just chesed, it's chesed ve'emes man yitzeru. There was a very famous klavet tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael. He was an old man, he used to go around for almonas and yisoymim. He used to, I'll say it in Yiddish, he used to go around, he used to say, Geb mich mein Geld, give me my money. He didn't take anything for himself. He was distributed out to almonas and yisoymim. But the message he was giving is, you're giving me not your money, you're giving me my money. Because really it belongs to me. Chesed ve'emes man yitzeru. We find in Rus, when she came back, after she went to the field collecting leket shikor peah from Boyat, she came back and she said to Naomi, "Ho ish asher osisi hayoyim imoy itoy imoy itoy." Remember, ish asher osisi imoy hayoyim. The person who I was with today, Boyaz, was Boyaz. And Chazal posed a question: "Ho ish asher osisi imoy?" The person who I did for him. It should say, Ho'ish asher oso imi ayoim. It was Boyaz giving to Rus, not Rus giving to Boyaz. So Chazal Rashi brings it down in Meginas Rus, learn out from this pasuk. Yoise mima shebalabais oise ma'oni, ho'oni oise ma'balabais. The oni does the balabais an even bigger favor than the balabais has done with the oni. Ho'ish asher osisi imoi, Rus said. Not the ish asher oso in me, but the ish asher osisi imoy. Literally, the one who I've done a favor to today is Boyaz. Rus was the one who did the favor with Boyaz. Azoy shteit b'chazal. I would like to pose on here two questions. Number one, there's no doubt that that's what Chazal say, and that's the emes. When an oni takes a tzedakah and a chesed from an osher, the one who's doing a bigger favor is the oni has done a bigger favor to the osher than the Osher has done for the Oni. But is this the feeling that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants the Oni knocking on the door to have? Does the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's one thing what a Gabbat Stoker says, who doesn't take it for himself, get michman geld, that's one thing. But does the Torah want the Oni knocking at the door to show such a lack of appreciation for having received that donation, that he should say to the person, you doing me a favor? I'm doing you a favor. Is this what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants? I don't think so. the oni who receives stoker, or any person who receives chesed, even though the emes is that he has done a bigger toiver and chesed to the osher, bichazal zogan yoisim ibalav asha balabais oisem oni, ha oni oisem balabais. But I think the rabbanim wants the oni to show appreciation, to show hachnoah, to be humble when he receives the chesed. That is the middah which I think the rabbanim wants the oni to have. So why, if the Torah wants to teach us this gewaltige chiddush of yoisem ibasha balabais oisem naoni, oni oisem balabais, does the Torah find the way to teach it to us through Rus speaking? Is this what Rus is supposed to be saying? Is Rus supposed to be saying, ani asiti hayom toive v'chesed im boyas, I today did a favor to boyas, I took money from him? Obviously not. Rus is not supposed to be the one saying that. So why is the Torah teaching to me through the words of Rus? That's the first question I have. The second question I have is, where did Rus learn this big chiddush from? Rus went to school in Moav. She had just come back from Moav. She was a Moabite princess. I don't believe that in Moav, in school, they taught them this chiddush. I don't think she learned it, not from her husband, Machlen Vechilion, and not from her father-in-law, Avimelech, who had run away, Elimelech, who had run away from Eretz Yisrael because they didn't want to share their wealth with the Aniyim who were knocking at the door. I don't think that they taught her this big chiddush of Yoisem Mimasha Balabais, Oisem Aoni, Aoni, Oisem Balabais. She had just arrived in Eretz Yisrael that particular day. Her whole exposure to Yiddish culture came from her husband and her late father, her late husband and her late father-in-law, who definitely didn't teach her that chiddush of Yoisem Balabais, Balabais, Oisem Oni, Oni, Oisem Balabais. Chazal criticized them for having run away from Eretz Yisrael. Where did Rus learn this big chiddush that she was able to say, her ish asher osisi imoy hayon boyaz? And I think the answer is very clear. Rus went to the field and she took lechet shikcho peya from Boaz, and Boaz gave it to her with the feeling that not I'm doing you a favor, you are doing me a favor. Boaz was her teacher of this chiddush of yoisem mimasha balabais oisem oni oni oisem balabais. Rus came back to her mother-in-law and said to her mother-in-law, you should know, today something weird, something absurd happened to me. I went to a field and I took money, I took leket, I took shikha, I took peya, I took things which don't belong to me. There was the big landlord over there and he made me feel as if he was doing me a favor, not that I was. She was just saying the story over to her mother-in-law. He gave me the feeling that he's done me a favor, not he's done me a favor, but I've done him a favor. And therefore she came and she told her mother-in-law, how can this be? How can I be that a person has given me a present, a person has given me a chesed, a person has shared his wealth with me and given me the feeling that I have done him the favor, not that he's done me the favor? Hotnomi goes, yes, my dear, this is something that you haven't learned in your life yet. In Moav, they didn't teach it to you. Your husband didn't teach it to you. My husband didn't teach it to you. But this is the way it's supposed to be. When an Erech Yid like Boaz gives tzedakah, he's supposed to make the person feel that not he has done him a favor, but they have done him a favor, and that's the way that Boaz gave it. This was the chiddush that Rus learned on day number one when she came. David HaMelech in Tehillim says, in Posuk, Omat Lashem, Hashem Oto Toivosi Bal Olecho. The person says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem Oto, it's all you, Toivosi Bal Olecho. What does it mean, Toivosi Bal Olecho? Rashi says, Toivosi Bal Olecho means, you don't owe me anything. The person says, Toivosi Bal Olecho, you don't owe me anything. You're not obligated, the person says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to give me any toiva. The person recognizes he's owed nothing. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi, which is also brought down in Parshas Ekev in the Bala Turim, has a very interesting shot in this pasuk. He bases himself upon the famous Gemara in Brochas, the Gemara brings down a steer. In one place it says, Hashamayim Shamayim Hashem Vooretz Nosan Livnei Odom. The Oretz belongs to people, was given to people. In another place it says, Lashem Hooretz Loyot, not just Shamayim, but the whole Oretz also belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Look, the Gemara, How can we reconcile this apparent contradiction between La Shema Oretz Um Loya, the Oretz belongs to Hashem, and another place it says, Oretz Nosan Lifnei Odom, Borah says, Kan Lifnei Brocha, Kan La Archa Brocha. Before a person makes a brocha, the person has to know La Shema Oretz Um Loya. After the person has made the brocha, and he's recognized that it's Rabbein Shalom giving it to him, then we say, Oretz Nosan Lifnei Odom, Zokti Yerushalmi, Omad La Shem Hashem Otom. Once a person is willing to say to the Rabbein Shloilem, Hashem Oto, he's willing to say, Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Oilom Hamoitzi Lechem Eino Oret. Even though I was the one who physically was Zerea, Choyrush, Koitze, he appreciates and understands, it's all the Rabbein Shloilem. Omad Lashem Hashem Oto. At that point, it taka belongs to him. That's the point when the person receives ownership of what he has. Because before he says Lashem Oto, before he's made that brocha, it's Lashem Oretzum Loya. It doesn't belong at all to him. When he's willing to accept that the Rabbein Shalom is the one who gave it to him, that's when it becomes his. That's when it really belongs to him. Omat Lashem Hashem Oto. Once a person says it's you, the Rabbein Shalom, Toivosi Baal Olecho, Zubdi Yerushalmi, I don't owe it to you. It became mine. It really then becomes mine. It's Ke'ilu, I earned it mit tzedek, with right. It's not, but it's the Rabbein Shalom who gave it to me, but then I had the rights to have it. Toivosi Baal Olecho, Ke'ilu, the person says, I paid for it by recognizing that it's not mine, by recognizing that it's Rabbein Shalom, it becomes mine. There's an interesting story they say over, I don't know if historically it can be, but they say that Sir Montefiore once met Queen Victoria. The historians will tell you whether it could be, whether they lived Bechlal at the same period. Sorry? About Queen Victoria, okay, so then it could be true. And she says to him, they say you're a wealthy man. How much are you worth? And he said, £1 million. £1 million then was an enormous amount of money, but it was far less than what he really had. As is known, he was the wealthiest Jew around. And she says to him, £1 million? I thought you were worth much more than that. So I thought you had much more than that. To which he replied, I have much more than that. But that's the amount that I've donated in my life. That's what I'm worth. Not, I maybe have more than that, but I'm worth what I've given away to others. The person, when he recognizes that it's not his, and I want to connect this to how we started, Hu Adin, like we find that when the person says to Rabbein Shalom, it's you, the Rabbein Shalom, that's when it becomes his. When the person comes along and is mekayim the Aseh Aasrenu Loch, the person gives stoker, he's mekayim the Bechol Moedecho, as we explained earlier on. With that, he's made that powerful statement that the Rabbein Shalom can dictate to me what I should do with my material wealth and give it away to somebody else. And he's shown that it all is shayach to the Rabbein Shalom. So then, Toivosi Baal Olecha. At that point, it really becomes his. The other 80%, which is his and remains by him, really only became his after he gave away the Aseh Asrenu Loch. After he gave away the Maisa, after he's shared his wealth and allowed the Rabbein Shalom to dictate to him what he should do with it, that's when what's left really becomes his. We can now maybe have a little deeper understanding of the very famous memory in Chazal. Chazal say, Asei ta'asei, asei b'shvil shetis asei. Give Maisa so that you should become wealthy. So the very posh of pshat is that it's a skula of a person, on the day that he gives stoker, the Rabbein Shalom will shower him with more wealth. But we can even say a little deeper understanding on that. Asei v'shvil tisashe is not referring to new wealth. It's not referring to wealth that he doesn't yet have. It's referring maybe even to the wealth that he already has, which is not really his, which is Lashem Oretzum Loya. But the minute he comes along and says, Amat Lashem, Hashem Oto, it's yours, is Gevoron, and Ibechol Moedecho, he recognizes that it's all the Rabbein Shalom. That's when the Rabbein Shalom says to him, now it became yours. If you recognize that it's mine, if you're willing to say, Hashem Oto, if you're willing for the Rabbein Shalom to dictate to you what to do with it, then it became yours. Asei b'shvil shetis ashe is not necessarily referring to the newfound wealth, it's referring to the wealth that you have. Aliday that the person came along and gave properly, maisek sofim, b'shvil shetis ashe, im zeh, he became an oisha. With that, he really and honestly and betzedek acquired what he has, and became a tis'ashe, he became a oisha, that what he has now really belongs to him. The Rebbein Shem has now been mekayim the ba'aretz nosan lifnei odom and given it to him, aliday that he's recognized that it all comes from Rebbein Shem Shaliske to come along, asei, b'shul shetis'ashe, mekayim the aloha.